And then, second, sila, ethical behaviour, skillful behaviour. And then thirdly, discussion of the Dharma. Discussion of the Dharma, going deeply into the Dharma. A Dharma exchange, a Dharma communication. When two people meet together and they're deeply concerned about the Dharma. They're very devoted to the Dharma. They want to understand the Dharma. They want to plumb the Dharma to its depths. And they just go into it and go into it. Perhaps sometimes there's more than two, perhaps three, four, five, six. As in a Dharma study group, most of you had some experience of this. And most of you know, I'm sure, that it's one of the most valuable and enjoyable, even if sometimes painful, delightfully painful, experiences that you can possibly have, just to discuss the Dharma. Not just talk about the Dharma, not just chatter about the Dharma, but a real plunging into it, a real sharing of understanding and experience of the Dharma. So this is third, discussion of the Dharma. And then fourth is effort, padhana, especially meditative effort, which is explained as the effort to eradicate unskillful mental states and to develop and encourage skillful mental states. That's all that meditation essentially really is. That's why I sometimes define meditation as an uninterrupted flow of skillful mental states. You can have it when you're sitting and, as it were, meditating. You can have it at other times too. But what is important is to keep up, whether you're sitting or walking or lying down. What is important is keep up this uninterrupted flow of skillful mental states. States of love, states of compassion, of joy, of understanding, of generosity. It's important to keep up this constant, uninterrupted, intense flow of skillful mental thoughts, and that essentially is what meditation is. That's what meditation is really all about. The sitting is accessory. The sitting is only secondary. All the exercises, the counting of the breath and so on, that's all accessory, all secondary. The real thing is this uninterrupted flow of skillful mental states. So this is fourth. Effort, especially in the sense of, as it were, meditation. And fifthly, insight. That's the fifth thing. The fifth of the five things that conduce to spiritual maturity. Insight, with a capital I. Or wisdom, we might say. Or understanding, we might say. Deeper understanding. Or we might even say imagination, with a capital I. And especially, the Buddha here says, insight into, understanding of, wisdom with regard to, imagination of, impermanence, the fact that everything changes, that everything is in constant flux, and that because everything changes, everything can be transformed. So this is insight. So these five things conduce to spiritual maturity. Kalyanamitrata, or spiritual friendship, ethical conduct, ethical behavior, discussion of the Dharma, effort, especially meditative effort, and insight. The whole of the Dharma, one might say, the whole of the path is just here. But you notice that spiritual friendship is put at the very beginning of the list. Now, spiritual friendship, that friendship itself is mainly, one might say, personal. That is to say, it's something that you have with people, actual, living, flesh and blood people. But you can get spiritual friendship to a lesser extent from books and even from magazines. And this is where mitrata, which means friendship, in the sense of spiritual friendship, comes in. Mitrata, that is to say, the publication, the magazine, is a sort of spiritual friend. When you read it, you're in fact listening to someone talking. It's not just words on the printed page. It's really it's someone talking. And if you listen very carefully, you can, as it were, just hear someone talking. It may be anybody. It may be me. It may be other order members. And we're talking in the pages of Mitrata about the Dharma.